Geoffrey Chaucer, page 48-49. Life. Geoffrey Chaucer was born in London in 1343-44, the son of a successful wine merchant. He became a public servant to Countess Elizabeth of Ulster. Chaucer went off to fight in the Hundred Years' War in France. He was frequently employed on important diplomatic missions at home and abroad, France, Spain, and Italy. Chaucer married Philippa Rort, the daughter of Sir Payne Rort. Chaucer was sent to Italy, where he probably met Petrarch in Florence and became familiar with the works of Boccaccio and Dante. From 1386, Chaucer represented the County of Kent in Parliament. In 1400, Chaucer died in London. He was the first poet to be buried in Westminster Abbey's Poets' Corner. Literary production. Chaucer's works are commonly divided into three periods, the French, the Italian, and the English period. Early works, such as his translation of the Roman of the Rose, after the French Roman de la Rose, and the Book of the Duchess, are, in terms of narrative style, highly influenced by their French models. In his middle period, he seeks to expand his stylistic range, following the examples of Boccaccio and Dante. From this period are The Parliament of Fowls, a fable with birds and other animals as characters, and The House of Fame, where the influence of Dante's Divine Comedy is its most evident. Other works of this period include Troilus and Crusade and The Legend of Good Women. In the last period of his life, Chaucer was mainly occupied with the writing of the Canterbury Tales, probably begun in 1387. He originally planned to write 120 tales, giving 4 tales to each of his pilgrims. At his death, the project was less than a quarter complete, with only 24 tales, but what remains is considered one of the greatest works ever written in English. The Canterbury Tales was one of the first works to be printed by Caxton in around 1476-1477. The Canterbury Tales. The tales are structured as a series of interlinked stories told by a group of pilgrims who are journeying to Canterbury to visit the shrine of Thomas Becket, who was murdered there. The whole cycle is prefaced by a general prologue in which the narrator gives us a brief description of each pilgrim. It's the host of the tavern, Harry Bailey, who proposes the tale-telling competition as a way of passing the time on the journey. Each tale is preceded by a prologue in which the pilgrim tells us something about him or herself. Each pilgrim has to tell 2 stories on the way to Canterbury and 2 stories on the way back, and there will be a prize for the best story. The pilgrims come from different social classes that reflect both the fading feudal order and the emerging urban social fabric made by many professions and small class distinctions. They include the military, the knight, the clergy, for example the friar, the nun, the prioress, the monk, the parson, the middle classes, for example the merchant, the man of law and the doctor, and the trades, for example the carpenter and the miller. The pilgrims begin their journey at the Talbot Inn in London, a place linked with drinking, conviviality and pleasure, and travel towards Canterbury Cathedral, a sacred site and symbol of Jerusalem. Themes. The tales themselves covered a wide range of themes. Among them are love, marriage, corruption, hypocrisy and chivalry. Many are ordered so as to give another point of view to ideas put forward in the previous tale. In this sense, the tales create an open dialogue between people from different levels of society in which no one has the last word. Chaucer's pilgrims. The characters of the Canterbury Tales are presented in such a way that they appear both as types drawn from popular and literary tradition, the virtuous knight, the domineering wife, the libertine friar, the elegant and vain prioress, the poor parson, the cunning miller, and as singular individuals in their own right. Chaucer's characters have a human and individual quality, which makes them extremely vital. In this, they are different from characters in epic poetry or medieval morality plays, who are generally emblematic and static. In the general prologue, many of the pilgrims are portrayed physically. Through detailed description of their appearance, clothes, tools or accessories illustrating their character and social standing. But, with good humor and subtle irony, the narrator also provides a discreet moral commentary on the pilgrims. We learn about their qualities and their weaknesses. Chaucer is extremely modern in the way he suspends judgment of his characters, allowing them free voice, so that readers can form their own conclusions. Their voices and manner of speech are all very different. They have all met by chance, and coming from all levels of society, they are often rude and frequently interrupt one another. It's almost as though the author disappears and becomes a medium for his characters, qualities that make Chaucer the first great writer in English.